Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers at the Superior Livestock Tallgrass Video Auction coming up this Friday, June 24th. It'll be live from the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas, and seen live on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring yearlings from the Flint Hills and from the Osage. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
With John Deere, P&K Equipment is bringing a new concept to the market. It's all about how to mow well fast. With P&K, you can breeze through your yard work with a John Deere Residential Zero Turn starting at $24.99, or you can get a riding lawn tractor starting at only $14.99. P&K's got the mower and accessories you need to make sure you mow well fast with any size yard. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 73116. Price and model availability may vary by location. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K for details. Well, the cattle complex should open lower today, pressured by follow-through selling and struggling fundamentals. The hog futures, though, likely to open on a firm basis, tied to bull spreading and interest and improving pork demand. Now, the cash cattle trade never seemed to get off the ground last week, especially in terms of volume. To be sure, prices were sharply lower, given limited tests on Wednesday and Thursday. Positively, last week's slaughter was quite large. Activity today will be limited on the distribution of new show lists. Our guess is that the offering will be somewhat larger than last week's, thanks in part to a certain number of unsold steers and heifers carried over from last week. Now, live and feeder are staged to open moderately lower, checked by residual selling and faltering cash and product sales. Hog buyers should return to work today with bids steady to a dollar higher. Ready numbers seem to be tightening, and somewhat of the same can be said of processing margins. Indeed, we're hearing that the Saturday kill could be close to zero. Look for lean futures to open higher with early buying linked to short covering and seasonally encouraging fundamentals. The soybean futures rebounded in a strong way from their recent slump after USDA on Friday reported export sales to China and unknown destinations, and Weather Service maps show ongoing pockets of dry conditions in the Midwest. The winter wheat closed lower for the fifth day as harvest advanced, and custom harvesters reported good yields and test weights in northern Oklahoma and southern Kansas. Harvesters have had to dodge rain showers this week, but said hot weather has accelerated crop maturity, allowing for a swift harvest. Corn futures moved higher with soybeans, with some help from dry areas in the Midwest. Markets in the summer react to weather forecasts, and any hint of dry or dryness during early July pollination phase can raise concerns. On the soybeans, they closed with double-digit gains and were higher for the week following the export sales to China and unknown destinations. We'll check all the futures right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Looking at our futures on the livestock, live cattle futures for August was down 80 cents at 112.55 at the close. October down 65 cents, 112.65. August feeder cattle down 220 at the close, 137.42. September down 187 at 136.65. On the hog futures, August was down 32 cents, 89.17, and the October down 17 cents at 74.32. Grains to close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July up 10 cents, 460 and three quarters. September up 10 cents, 478 and a half. Chicago wheat, July was up 8 and three quarters at 481 and a quarter. September was up 10 cents at 494 and three quarters. July corn up 12 and a half cents, 437 and three quarters. September was up 12 and a quarter at 442 and three quarters. July soybeans up 25 cents at 1159 and a half. August up 26 and a half cents at 1160. July cotton up 65.25. October's up 35 at 66.60. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.